shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Right now at 4:30, breaking news in Raleigh. Crime scene tape is up near a motel after shots were fired into a car. What police shared overnight about the crime?
Also breaking, two people are hit by a car while crossing a busy road in Raleigh. What we're learning about their conditions this morning. And today looks fairly quiet, but tomorrow we have a level one risk from the Triangle area north and east. We'll go over the timeline.
Plus, what Duke Energy is doing to prepare for the extreme heat on the way as people across the area turn up the AC at their homes and businesses.
And another Powerball drawing, another morning without a winner. Nearly $900 million are now on the line for the top prize. We're talking almost $1 billion. This happened once before and made it to $1 billion. So now it's almost there again.
And there's two out there.
I know. Yeah. I know. We're going to talk about it. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Great to have you along here on a Thursday morning. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with what is ahead, what's happening right now.
You know, it's not as comfortable as you step outside this morning as it has been the last several mornings. Look at that. Our dew point's way up at 71, and that really pings the muggy meter on the wrong side. 75 is our temperature as well. A couple mornings ago, we had temperatures in the 60s, dew points in the 60s. It was pretty comfortable, but, you know, this is just full-on July warmth out there to start with. 75 in Fayetteville right now, 70 in Roxborough, 74 Rocky Mount, 75 in Southern Pines. As warm as it is right now, of course, it's only going to get worse as we head into the afternoon. Here are our temperatures hour by hour by lunchtime. We're looking at temperatures close to 90, and we'll see mid-90s for this afternoon. The heat index will likely be up around 100. That's the way it will feel, and we also have a small chance for thunderstorms. That chance goes up tomorrow. We have a level one risk from the Triangle area north and east, and it's likely to come in two waves. We may have some showers and storms early in the morning, and then another round later in the afternoon. We'll walk you through the timeline with FutureCast coming up.
All right, Elizabeth, thank you. Breaking overnight, people inside a car were not hurt after someone fired shots at that car. Raleigh police say the shots were fired along New Bern Avenue along the Budgetel Inn around 11:30 last night. Officers say a second car was involved, but they haven't said how. No one was hurt. We have reached out to officers to find out if they've made any arrests. Statistics obtained by WRAL show more than 600 crimes were reported in this area of New Bern Avenue between 2017 and 2022.
We have breaking news from overnight. Two people who were hit by a car while crossing the road are recovering now this morning. It happened on Battle Bridge Road in Raleigh before 11 last night. Police say a car was turning onto Battle Bridge from Rock Quarry Road when that crash happened. We're told the two who were hit have only scrapes and bruises. The driver stayed on the scene. Police haven't said if charges will be filed.
Duke Energy is preparing for a big surge in energy use as air conditioners crank up with those extremely hot temperatures returning to our area. WRAL's Monica Casey joins us live with a look at what's being done to avoid a blackout, something we don't want to see during times like this, Monica.
That's right. Jeff Brooks with Duke Energy tells WRAL with multiple days of hot temperatures in a row like this, they do expect to see some peak usage of electricity, but he says they will be ready. Brooks says Duke Energy keeps their reserves ready and adjusts their maintenance schedule to ensure the system can handle the demand. He says if temperatures don't cool off overnight, that peaking can be more severe. The power provider also ensures other resources like nuclear and natural gas are prepared for days like these, and they have other options.
In some instances, we may need additional power beyond what we generate, and that's a very common thing in our industry. We buy and sell power back and forth between other utilities, and we can import that power as needed to be able to assist the available generation we have here in the state.
And if you will be outside today, you should remember to hydrate. It's important to watch for signs of heat exhaustion and heat stroke. If you feel dizzy or nauseated, try to get to a cool place as quickly as you can. Now, parks like this one here behind me probably will not be too busy today with the heat that we're expecting. We have a full list of splash pads and pools around the Triangle if you are looking to cool off today. Monica Casey, WRAL News in Durham.
Cumberland County is working to keep people cool today. As temperatures get hotter, cooling stations will be open countywide and will stay open until at least Sunday. They include the Cumberland County Department of Social Services, the county's health department, and Cumberland County Public Library, as well as the Fayetteville, Cumberland County Parks and Rec. All locations will be open for normal business hours.
Raleigh police are searching this morning for the person who shot two women and a child at the Orchard Point Apartments. The call came in just before 7 last night. One of the women was seriously hurt. Police say the other woman and the child were taken to the hospital as well. Investigators don't think there is any ongoing threat to the community in this case.
Dozens of flights are canceled or delayed at Chicago's O'Hare Airport this morning because of this. Take a look. Several tornadoes touched down across the city last night. You can see the funnel cloud there. Several trees were taken down. Cars and buildings were also damaged. The National Weather Service confirms at least one of the tornadoes touched down near the airport. Travelers inside were told to shelter in place as the storm passed last night. Luckily, nobody was hurt.
We'll also get another indicator today on whether inflation is easing across the country. It'll happen later this morning with the Producer Price Index report due out at 8:30. It measures how much retailers pay for the items they put on the store shelves that we buy. Today's report comes 24 hours after a report brought some good news on the prices we pay at the store. It found inflation is going up at its lowest rate in more than 2 years. The Federal Reserve expects this trend to continue, but it could still decide to raise interest rates at least one more time this year.
A shooting call came in around noon on Giles Street yesterday. Police responded to an apartment complex where they found a man who had been shot. He is expected to survive. We've counted at least 22 evidence markers in that parking lot. Investigators have not said if they've made any arrests.
President Biden is wrapping up his trip to Europe today in Finland, the newest member of the military alliance, NATO. Now, this comes one day after Biden met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Lithuania about potential membership to the group. Biden says Ukraine won't be allowed to join until its war with Russia is over. However, the U.S. and other G7 countries unveiled a new aid package for Ukraine in a show of support.
The one thing Zelensky understands now is that whether or not he's in NATO now is not relevant as long as he has the commitments.
Russia condemned those commitments, saying the security NATO is giving Ukraine will only endanger Europe's future for years to come.
New this morning, the Powerball jackpot is climbing even higher. The top prize for Saturday's drawing will be the third largest in the game's history. We're talking $875 million because no one won last night's jackpot. One ticket in North Carolina did match four numbers in the Powerball, so that person won $50,000. Make sure you check your numbers, 23, 35, 45, 66, and 67. The Powerball was 20. Saturday night's drawing will happen live on WREL before our 11 o'clock news. And don't forget that huge Mega Millions jackpot as well. It's sitting at $560 million, the seventh biggest prize ever in that game. The next drawing is tomorrow night at 11 right here on WREL.
Breaking news for you this morning. It is the return of King James. Just hours ago, basketball icon LeBron James confirmed he is not done on the NBA court just yet.
The day I can't give the game everything on the floor is the day I'll be done. Lucky for you guys, that day is not today.
And James was honored during the ESPY Awards last night. His wife and their three children presented him with the Best Record-Breaking Performance Award. He passed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar last season as the NBA's all-time leading scorer. There was speculation James wasn't going to return to the Lakers, but as you just heard there, he will be around for at least one more season. Good for us.
Yeah, I was just going to say good for us, right? Well, following some breaking news this morning, the deadline has officially passed, but we'll have to wait several hours before we know whether the future of your favorite TV shows is in jeopardy. The Screen Actors Guild announced in an email to members just before 4 o'clock this morning that it will vote on whether to go on strike at noon our time. The union has been in talks with Hollywood studios for a new contract. The old contract expired at 3 a.m. If a strike happens, actors will join the writers' union already on strike. Actors are asking for pensions, health care contributions, and continued payments for shows that hit streaming. They are also worried about studios using artificial intelligence. This would be the first Hollywood actors' strike since 1980.
Happening today, you can share your thoughts on future growth and development in southeastern Wake County. The county is taking suggestions about a 23-square-mile piece of land called the Lower Neuse area. It borders Johnston County and includes parts of Raleigh and Garner. The future southern loop of 540 will run right through it. A virtual meeting about the future of this area is happening today at 12:30, and you can sign up on the Wake County website to have your say. The county wants feedback on traffic, green space, and more as it forms a 10-year growth plan for the area.
Your chance to snag some great deals on kids' toys, clothing, and more. It's back in Raleigh with a Kids Exchange consignment sale. You can get in on the deals tonight from 5 to 8 p.m. with a $20 admission fee. Otherwise, the sale officially kicks off tomorrow with free admission. It's happening at the Jim Graham and Expo buildings at the North Carolina State Fairgrounds. This is video from a previous year. Check out all that stuff. There will be public shopping hours all weekend long. You can find out more on our website, WREL.com.
It is a popular event.
Yeah.
Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is back in the middle of a controversy this morning, how she managed to become the first lawmaker to be kicked out of the Freedom Caucus.
Plus, might be hard to believe, but football season is around the corner, and today you have the chance to get in on some preseason action. We'll explain what you'll need to know about Carolina Panthers Fan Fest before Bryce Young and the squad hit the field.
And we give you a live look downtown Raleigh right now as meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRL Severe Weather Center tracking hotter temperatures and some storm chances today.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:44. It's a nice quiet morning for us, but it's noticeably warmer and stickier than it was this time yesterday. 74 in Wilson, it's 75 in Durham, and 75 degrees in Fayetteville. Our temperatures will be in the mid-90s this afternoon, easily making it to around 100, but 105 would put us under a heat advisory. We probably won't quite make it there. Mostly sunny start this morning, 73 to 75. It's really warm out there. So walking the dog this morning, you'll notice that difference. We'll hit 90s by the time we get to around lunchtime, and then mid-90s this afternoon. We do have a small chance for thunderstorms today, but most likely it won't interfere with your evening walk, but it is just going to be a very hot and sticky day today. Tomorrow we have a better chance for storms. We'll walk through the timeline coming up.
Good morning, Ken Smith here at the WREL Live Center. At the top of the broadcast, we told you about that severe weather that moved to the Chicago area, causing a number of flight cancellations and delays. Well, wanted to check the big board this morning to see what the status of flights are at RDU International. And right now, we're only tracking 6 delayed flights at RDU International, 1 cancellation. Most airlines, United, Delta, Southwest, not surprising that Southwest is affected with 3 delayed flights because a number of flights from Southwest originate here and go to Chicago's Midway Airport. Nationwide, it's even more drastic. More than 8,500 flights are delayed right now. 492 flights are canceled. Of course, we're heading into the very busy time at RDU International this time of the morning. We'll keep tracking these numbers for you here in the WRA Live Center.
Ken, thanks. Deputies are searching for answers this morning after a shooting near Fayetteville. This was the scene yesterday evening on Mammoth Drive as officers set up a perimeter around the neighborhood. Deputies say a woman was shot and taken to Cape Fear Valley Medical Center in critical condition. No word on who may have shot her or a motive for that this morning.
Work is expected to begin in earnest today to replace a broken beam on a roller coaster at Carowinds. The new beam is set to arrive today to be used on the Fury 325 coaster. This video shows cranes set up there yesterday. A statement from the park says the ride will be tested in-house by the beam manufacturer and by a third party. It will also be evaluated by state regulators before it reopens. They did not offer an estimate on how long that would take.
The Wake County Sheriff's Office is offering sign-on bonuses as it tries to hire more detention officers. That office is giving bonuses up to $5,000 for new hires. The base pay for the job is about $53,000 after certification training. If you're interested in applying, you can learn more on the Sheriff's Office page at the Wake County website.
Ballots will start arriving soon to the homes of students in Duke University's graduate programs as a push to unionize goes to a vote. A federal agency decided these students can hold an election to be recognized as a union. Duke has pushed back against the effort, saying students were not considered employees and therefore ineligible to do so. Those in favor of a union need a majority of eligible grad student workers to vote in support of collective bargaining.
We know what's best for grad students, and we want to be able to stand up and say that proudly and say it with power.
And the students want better stipends and better benefits. There are still steps Duke can take if the university wants to fight the effort to unionize. Potential legal battles could take years to resolve.
Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is officially out of the House Freedom Caucus. A group of lawmakers considered to be the most conservative in the House says it removed Greene because of her constant attacks on her own GOP colleagues. The Georgia representative is the first lawmaker to be ousted from the group since it started in 2015. Taylor Greene has been one of Donald Trump's top defenders on Capitol Hill.
The Nash County Boys and Girls Club are moving into an old National Guard armory. The city of Rocky Mount approved the project this week. The old armory is over on Walnut Street. The Boys and Girls Club plans to spend $5 million on renovations with a plan to use the building for youth programs. They expect the work to be complete by December of 2025.
Panthers fans, it's football time. Get ready. Tickets go on sale today for the team's annual Fan Fest at Bank of America Stadium. It's a night of football, fireworks, and all sorts of Panthers fun. Wednesday, August 2nd in Charlotte. It's just a few weeks from now. Tickets are $5 and are up for sale beginning at 10 a.m. on Panthers.com or Ticketmaster. Sales are limited to 6 tickets per purchase.
Hopefully they're going to have some good weather for that. It looks like it's going to be hot today, but all eyes on tomorrow, Elizabeth. We have a severe one risk tomorrow.
We do. It's from Raleigh northward and eastward. Yesterday, it was just for Northampton County, but the Storm Prediction Center has expanded that back to the south and west. So it includes parts of the Triangle, Raleigh and Durham. It doesn't include our southern counties. However, we could see some scattered storms that could be approaching the severe criteria at any part of the viewing area. Here's a look at today. We're starting off nice and clear. It's beautiful out right now in terms of the sky conditions, but it feels really sticky and muggy. It's warmer than it was yesterday. At 3 o'clock this afternoon, there could be a few isolated showers or thunderstorms that pop up. Things are looking pretty quiet for us during daylight hours. But then we're going to see a system up to the north and west starting to drop in, and that could start to roll in around midnight or so. You can see those scattered storms. It's likely to be out of here by the morning commute. But then by lunchtime, some more redevelopment of storms, and then it gets even more widespread through the afternoon. So we're looking at a much better chance of rain for tomorrow. The best chance of severe storms would be after lunchtime tomorrow, but we'll be watching those early morning storms that pop up as well. That takes us all the way out through 11 o'clock. Things are nice out there again, as I mentioned to right now in terms of our skies, but it's 75 degrees with a dew point of 71. So it's very warm, very sticky, more so than it was yesterday. You'll notice that change as you head outside. It's going to be a hot one too. 95 in Raleigh, 94 Durham, 95 Fayetteville. Officially at RDU, we hit 94 yesterday. So you won't notice a big difference there, but it's definitely more humid than it was yesterday. We're way up here at tropical. Yesterday we were down here in the low to mid 60s, so that's a big change for us. We take a look at the heat index that will go along with that. Today looking at right around 100, but tomorrow 104, 105 Saturday, 105 on Sunday. That's going to put us right at the threshold for a heat advisory. We'll see if the Weather Service issues it or not, but no matter what, just know it's going to be a really sticky weekend for us. If you're headed to the beach to cool off, it will definitely feel better. Very sticky there, but much cooler along the beaches. Temperatures will be in the mid 80s up and down the coast and in the mountains too. Temperatures in the upper 80s in Asheville, but around 80 in Boone, and some of the higher elevations could be in the 70s. But we'll also see a good chance of showers and storms both here on Saturday and along the coast and in the mountains as well. That chance of thunderstorms continues at least into early Monday. We're going to walk through and talk more about the heat coming up.
Ups and downs, mostly up. Elizabeth, yeah. Thank you. A 6-year-old girl is safe this morning after fighting off a would-be kidnapper. How her quick thinking and something her mother taught her helped to save her life.